Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning Kaizen E-Team action call. And Nancy Clyde went to a special event down in
Bastrop, Texas.
Where that is, south of Austin, I think.
Yeah, and Ben Woodward was there, and then you guys had a barbecue at Liz Coker's, and we would have loved to have headed down there to be with you all, but we're glad that you're on the phone and you can share a bit. So share with us, Nancy.
Okay. Well, I just ran over and got my book where I was taking some notes. The things that came to mind were the announcement that Ben made, and you know he was saying, "Well, I don't know, I'm struggling," and you're going, "Oh my gosh, here comes something." He's trying to figure out how to say it, but I can think of two right now, and I'm looking at my notes and I don't see it. But one thing is everything. To pay us, to give us money, is all in line with, you know, promoting us and getting us the most amount of money we can get. Well, anyway, he was talking about the 21 clubs at some point. In fact, a lot of people did. And he said just the simple announcement that any 21 clubs won, you will get your $250 every 2 weeks. You do not have to wait till the 15th.
Oh, fabulous.
So in other words, he said the faster people come into McKen and the faster we can get money into their hands, of course, the better it is and the more they're on board because now they now have money in their hands. So, and I don't know when that will be implemented, and I trust that I heard that correctly. But I think it's every 2 weeks the 250 will go to the A and the B as soon as you finish the 21 club. And the other thing was that he was sitting there and standing up front, but he was trying to, you know, kind of smiling a lot and looking around and looking at the Truaxes and looking at Rick, you know. But he said, well, maybe I'll just do this in a question. And I can't remember the exact wording of the question, but it was something like, do you think it would be beneficial to be able to have customers globally and ship from the U.S.?
Wow.
And we all went berserk. It's not in place, of course, but that must be the direction they're going.
Wow.
Sure, he meant to the other 37 countries. I don't think it would be worldwide, but he did not. You know, he didn't say that, but I'm thinking, wow. So, you know, if you have a customer, you can have a customer globally and be able to ship them products. Because he went on to say, customers are the most beneficial money-wise for us. We get the most money. We get the difference with the retail, and then we get our percentage, you know. So those were the two, and it seems like there was one other, and I cannot remember what it was. I am so sorry. but it was just uplifting down there. I can't really go. I'm not quite awake, to tell you the truth.
All right.
It has been a wild, wild, wild week. But anyway, Suzanne and Pat spoke, I really want to see if I can get a recording or something of what Pat said. But it really was teamwork, help each other, get out there. You know, don't stumble around thinking, oh, I don't have it all together yet. But the way he said it was very, very good. I'm talking about Pat Truax. What was that? I'm not going to take up any more time. Because I'm not
okay. Well, we appreciate. I'm so glad that you were there, Nancy. I mean, when I heard about it, I was so excited. I mean, you know, that Ben was going to be there in a small venue like that. I mean, it was a very special event, and I don't think he's going to be at any more, it's more small venues. He is going to be at the Eagle Expo, not the Eagle Expo. What's the one? It's coming up. It's in Salt Lake City. It's in July.
Yeah,
that Reed Nelson is putting on. I forget what the name of that one is, but it's going to be in Salt Lake City, and Ben will be at that one. And there will be a new product. I mean, it's going to be a pretty big event. There's going to be a new product. We're going to be there, Dave and Valerie, and Rick and Paige, I think, are going to be there. Dennis and Ruth Williams, I mean, just a whole lot of platinums and diamonds and royal diamonds, and the company's going to be there, so that will be a great event. But I was just really excited about this one that you just went to, and I knew that, you know, Rick,
Ben is going to challenge
him. Well, yeah, Ben challenged Rick, you know, and really all of us to do 21 clubs, because Ben had the survey done with NECAN throughout all the companies globally for the people that are moving forward quickly in rank, you know, the new platinums and diamonds and people that are going forward in rank quickly.
Did you ever sign up for July?
Pardon? And it's the people that are doing 21 clubs. So, and, you know, so we've got all this information now. Tony Skoma did the last he did two calls, the last three calls, Saturday calls on Dave Johnson. This last Saturday was Pat and Mac on 21 Clubs, and the two before that was Tony Skoma. And then on our call on Saturday, we had Pam Barnes and Cindy Weiskerber, who just did a successful 21 Club. And so what, you know, let's all of us share our insights from these calls, and let's challenge each other to all do a 21 club, either as an A or as a B. And again, if you're the A, you can do several B's at one time, because Tony Stillman's doing it and showing us the way. And like Pat and Max shared on this Saturday, you know, let's make it part of our culture. We do 21 clubs because there's so many benefits. And like Nancy Clyde just shared, you know, there is the $250 to both the A and the B. And now NECAN has moved that up, so you get your money a lot faster. And so a new person that you've brought on board, they're going to be able to get money in their hands faster. And like you're saying, Nancy, also, you know, the customers, you don't even have to have a rank to make the retail, the difference between retail and wholesale. So a brand new person, that's, you know, between those two things, the 21 Club, and when you're out there doing the 21 appointments, some are going to be customers, and some are going to come on board as consultants. But it's a way to get people into action, and it's a way for all of you guys that are on the phone, all of us that want to, that we have our goal set for Kaizen this year, and some of the team that has a goal set for Kaizen for next year, but to develop those first-level silvers to get into action with 21 Club. We're going to be seeing silvers come on board a lot faster because, like, you know, the volume for a business 21 club is 6,000. And if you did two 21 clubs, there's 12,000 right there, and you've got the seniors for a silver. And that could be done in 1 month or over the 3 months like we have to do it. I just think it's going to help us build a lot faster. So does anybody that's on, well, maybe let's go ahead. We'll start the wins for the week, and we'll start the wins for the week. And as you guys share your wins for the week, also share your ahas, your insights from these, you know, on the 21 Club and how you're going to be implementing in your team. Maybe we'll have like a friendly competition and all the teams, you know, we can keep track of which team's ahead.
Like Tony.
Yeah, like Tony's doing. Okay, Jack, go ahead with the wins.
Okay, Gloria Snyder, you are numero uno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a great couple of appointments this week. People are understanding what I chose to do, what Dick and I chose to do 16 years ago, because that's what I keep telling them, that we made this choice, we made this investment, and I've got people who have known me for 10, 12 years, and they know I'm healthier than they are, and they know that it's because of this wellness home. And so those conversations are getting more and more serious. Of even some very frugal friends of mine are now looking at sleep systems because they know it's a foundational pivoting point in their health, that if they're not sleeping, all the other good things that they're doing just cannot be used during the night. So that's been really fun. I bought my tickets for San Antonio, so I've got my group of my block of five tickets purchased. And listening to Pat and Mac, now I never got a chance to hear Tony's calls, and I'm sure they were just as inspirational. But after listening to Pam and Ron and then Pat and Mac, that back-to-back calls, I've got a much clearer picture of creating a team for either myself as the B or someone else as the B, because it's not this vision of 21 wide. It is a vision of a few who find a few who find a few during the 21 Club, and I've never pictured it like that before. And you would walk away then not only with the B having a team, but be knowing that it wasn't all about them, and it wasn't all of their efforts, and it wasn't all of their wallet that created this volume, that created the excitement, and that created the rank advance. So I'm in. Jack and Karen, you're my A. Tag, you're it.
Woo-hoo! And I know you've got at least one going so far in your team. Kathy Ford's going to be doing one, and you know, with Kathy, with her goal to be silver, she's doing one with her downline Paula, but if she would at the same time do one with you, she can be the B and you could be the A, and then when you're having your events like at your home, you can really leverage your time because Paula can be inviting, as you know, as a B in a 21 Club, she can be inviting guests, and Kathy, as a B in the 21 Club, could be inviting guests. You could be inviting your own guests. I mean, you guys can really leverage
That's always been the vision when I've readied my home for a wellness home tour. Always. It's a great party.
Yes, and it's a way to support your team. And like with Kathy, you know, let's talk to her right away because if she's got these two going, I mean, that's going to really solidify her, you know, her being a silver.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Gloria. Let's do a Julie Matt. I see you're on. Can you talk?
I am here. Thank you. I'm here. Sorry, I had to take you off mute. As well. Well, the week itself was a little bit more quiet. I did find through a customer who had purchased a power band necklace and had some great results through my corporate world. One of her girlfriends gave me a call while I was out feeding my horses out in the pasture, and I sold another one. So that was the epitome of what I wanted to be able to do. So that was a great experience. So having sold some product before 7 a.m. in the morning, phoned somebody before 7 a.m. to order something, but I was happy it happened. So it was during the course of the week. And then this weekend I had a holistic and psychic fair that I participated in. I had a booth for both Saturday and Sunday, and I had speaking slots both days. And throughout that, I was able to get, I think I counted them up for you guys this morning, 30 names and numbers and addresses and emails all written out on some little notes that were given to me throughout the weekend with what they're interested in and some notes that I made myself on the people with whom I'd spoken about the products that they were having or looking at or the interests and the concerns that they had in their lives. Some of them were financial, so hopefully we'll, in the pursuit of the follow-ups there, that, you know, some new business partners will be created. And I did definitely find one lady who's very excited to have something going on in her home, so we'll have an in-home shortly with her, so I'll get Gina on the phone soon, and we'll organize something and she looks like she's a potential business partner as well. She seemed pretty eager and very entrepreneurial. So all in all, though absolutely, absolutely exhausting, I think it went really well. Yeah, just to reiterate, that bald eagle that flew over my car while I was talking to you, Jack, that was just that. That vision is just not leaving me. So it clearly means something, and I need to run with it. And heck, I have 30 phone numbers right here, so let's do a 21 club.
Let's do a 21 club. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you've got another 21 club going on in your team that's going to start shortly.
I believe so, yes. It was originally scheduled to kick off tomorrow. We're trying to nail that down with the girl, just because with Melissa, just because she was having a hard time getting people to physically show up for tomorrow evening's event. So we're trying to finesse and find a more comfortable way for that to kick off for her. I think Gloria's going to try to reach out to her today. I was with her on the weekend, and we were kind of talking through some talking points. So. And Jill, her upline, is also going to be reaching out to her. So I believe within a week or so, we're going to definitely have that kicked off.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really great. And, yeah, you had a lot of contacts this week. And Carla is on the call. She did several fairs, I think, anyway. Carla had, 76 new contacts. So you guys are awesome. Okay, Jack, who's next?
Okay, thanks,
yes,
Julie.
Yes, thanks, Julie.
Let's see. Next is Becky Dragon. Let's do Becky Dragon.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And Adam's on too, I see.
Yes, Becky and Adam, you guys have the most appointments done of anybody, you know, in our team this week, because you guys are doing a 21 club. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. What's funny about that, of course, is that it was one of those weeks where we had a lot of cancellations and frustrations. So to put 10 down on that was really good.
That's good. You said plus a business meeting.
Right. You know, well, that's part of the business. And you guys, you know, all of us that are on this call, we have those emotional ups and downs because people cancel. You know, we have these appointments. And as we've discussed so many times, what's important is that we just, you know, pick ourselves up, call it offline, listen to a CD, a DVD, and just keeping on because, you know, over time, it's the consistency over time. You never know. You know, Dave Johnson talks about going through a hotel with all those beds and there's a $1,000 bill or something. Or, you know, the 52 cards in a deck and there's four aces. And they might come, you know, you start turning over cards. They might come right away. They might not come till, you know, right at the very end of the deck. But, you know, with consistency, they are going to show up. And so every time we get these disappointments, and I'm really proud of you guys because you guys did, you know, you worked right through that, the disappointment of not having people, you know, keep their appointment. So, you know, that's a very good example and a good, you know, for all of us. Just keeping on. So thank you, Becky. So what else would you guys like to share about your week?
Adam, I don't know if you've got something specific you want to share, but we did listen to the calls with Pam and Cindy and Pat and Mac, and both of those were very enlightening and inspiring, and we just keep seeing things that we need to change. I really want to get a hold of Pat and Mac's, the plan that they use. I remember when I first got in 10 years ago that the big thing that everybody was using was owners that Pat and Mac did, and doing the acronym of O-W-N-E-R-S, and so I really want to get a hold of that, and I was grateful for the list of the five questions, and yeah, what about you, Adam?
Yeah, I haven't seen more than that, but it was really good to re-listen to those calls and take notes. You know, it's kind of hard to do that the first time, but the second time you listen to the call, you can just get so much more out of it. So that was really good to listen to them again and keep reading books and things and prepare for this week.
And congratulations, you guys, for having 10 appointments. And
Adam, you guys, everybody, Adam's getting close to silver, so send him energy. Becky and Adam, just visualize them, you know, that momentum coming together for them because they're getting really close.
Yay, Adam, you guys go!
Yay!
We'll do the silver dance.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're doing the dance for you guys because we're so proud of you. You know, it's just like we said, it's getting into action, even if there's disappointments, learning from doing, tweaking, you know, trying things out and seeing, well, that didn't quite get the results what we wanted, so let's see, how do we tweak it a little bit and see some more people or see those same people over again. You know, everybody on your 21 club, you can always contact them again, you know, help them get to the next stage in learning about NECN and how it can be the solution to what they want and need. And I just want to say one more thing about the 21 clubs, and Gloria brought it out, and it doesn't have to be 21 wide. As you're talking to people and you find somebody that is interested and you say, you know, who do you know? Who needs to know about this? Who might be interested? You know, who needs to know about these products? Who do you know that needs to know about this weight? You know, do you know a mom that doesn't want to leave her kids at daycare that would like to be able to earn money from home? Do you know people that are getting close to retiring or have just retired and they're concerned that they don't have enough money for retirement? But work under those people. So we, you know, part of the 21 Club is three seniors, and it doesn't have to be all their own volume. It can be people that they're bringing on as either customers or distributors. And so that was a really big aha for, I think, for a whole lot of us. And, in fact, that's a lot more powerful to come out of a 21 Club with your three seniors that have people under them because you've done parties in their home or you've gone and done three ways with them. That counts because it's in your personal group. It's your personal group volume that counts for the, the 6,000
PGB. That'd be a lot more motivated.
So, yeah. So I think that's huge for all of us. And congratulations, you guys.
Okay. David Anderson, let me see. Where are you? There you are. David Anderson.
Okay. Here. Am I on now?
You are on.
Okay. Well, the highlight of the week was a really fun appointment with two people who are, one's the administrator and then an assistant at the Milwaukee School of Massage. And they were initially a cold call, but in terms of the interview, in demonstrating in terms of the follow-up with the second person, she just really got it about the magnetic technology. And so a lot of times when we're working with new people, we're sort of educating and there's some resistance. And this was just like preaching to the choir and having somebody saying back exactly what happened. And she signed up and became a QE. And we're in the process of talking with her about a possible 21 club. And then the other thing that I really liked, and I'm trying to remember if it was this week or last week, but it's haunting me, Roger Drummer's last call. What I really liked was the aha about him in our sleep and our magnetism is that we have something just so fundamental that it, you know, a lot of the people we talk to, they're chasing symptoms and they've got problems they want to solve. But what we've got with our sleep system and our magnetism is we've got something. He used the phrases like a daily multivitamin, like the daily drink of fresh water. And so that foundational aspect just, for me, just reinforces again, how deeply profound what we offer is and how important it is. And it's the last couple of days of the week, so, of course, I'm following up on everybody that I talked, or the last couple of days of the month, so I'm following up on everybody I've talked to.
Fantastic.
I've got two appointments. On my way to two appointments right after this call.
Oh, way to go, David and Janet. And congratulations on your new QE. And you guys, you've actually sponsored two this month already. And Nina Alves is on the lead. I don't think she's on our call this morning, but she's sponsored three this month so far. And she's sponsored four. Last month, she was our leader's top sponsor for last month, too. So Nina out here in the Bay Area is really on a roll, too. But congratulations, David and Janet.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. Carla Cook, you are next.
And Carla's number one for number of new contacts at 76.
Hi, I'm sorry I was muted out. I've got someone coming in just a few minutes, so I was just listening only this morning.
Okay.
But I am excited for the number of new connections that that we made this week. There were three of my group, along with me, doing a couple of wellness events. And so we have lots of new names to follow up on, and 21 clubs are what we're looking at for the method of doing it. And we're getting started, so that's where we are.
Yay.
Well, super. Thank you so much. And, yeah, with our appointment coming over, we'll let you go. But big, big congratulations. I mean, you guys are getting into massive action. And, yeah, following up with 21 clubs, I mean, you guys have enough contacts to do a whole bunch of 21 clubs.
We hope so. Thanks.
Congratulations.
Okay, is there anybody else on the call that sent us their numbers that – I haven't seen yet.
I want to share about their aha's insights about 21 clubs and number of 21 clubs you're doing on your team.
We've got a couple minutes.
We want to say thank you again to Pam. Pam's on this morning, and Pam and Cindy were on our Saturday call, and that's recorded. It's up on 100 Millionaires, so how they just completed a successful 21 club. I mean, there's tons of tips in there. And the one with Pat and Max, you know, if you guys haven't heard either one of those two calls, be sure to listen. And just like Adam brought out, you know, you want to listen more than once. You want to listen two or three times, because you'll hear things you didn't hear before, and the clarity will start coming in. Like Pat and Max, one of the things I've heard them say, I've heard them talk on the subject several times, but the culture of the 21 club, as you bring somebody on board on your team, you as the experienced person, you start thinking 21 club in your mind. You don't necessarily tell them about it, because they're so new it might just scare them out of the water. But in your mind, you're thinking, I'm going to see, you know, I'm going to do my best to see 21 people with this person. And so instead of talking about a 21 club to them, you just say, you know, who do you know that we need to share this with? And
deserves
to know about this, you know. And invite people over to their home, invite people over to your home, you know, meet them in coffee shops. And as you start to get into motion, then you bring up the idea of the 21 club with them. But you're already, you know, you're already in motion. You're helping them do it. So that's the culture, just to start right away in your mind. And then the people that are business builders, of course, you can talk to them about the 21 club. But just to be really, we're just always moving toward a 21 club, because it helps us to do the, you know, the 21 people. It helps. It's the, what do we call it? It's that urgency to get it done and not put it off. And there's just so many benefits from doing it.
Well, plus like Nancy said at the beginning of the call, they're making a changing the way they're going to pay it out, and that's
exciting.
That came from our call with Ben Woodward last week with the Diamonds and Royal Diamonds, and so they're going to pay twice a month, every 2 weeks. So
new people get their cash a lot sooner.
Get their cash sooner. Yeah, you don't have to wait till the 15th of the following month.
Well, both the A and the B get their cash sooner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's very motivating for a lot of people. So very cool. I mean, you know, you could do 421 clubs in a month. That would be $1,000 extra cash. I mean, we got to just open up our minds And, you know, you can do one as an A, and then you turn around and do, I mean, you do one, you're the B, and then with those people that come on board that are interested, you turn around and now you're the A, and you can be doing maybe two or three Bs at a time. And that gives you the synergy, just like we were talking about with Gloria, that gives you the leverage, because if you're working locally with several Bs, you can invite them all over, you know, they can be inviting their guests to the same event. Or even if it's at a distance, you can be doing an online event to Skype, and everybody can bring their people onto it.
The people that are moving ahead the fastest are using 21 clubs all around the world. When we were at the convention, we heard about the new diamonds from Switzerland. I think it was Switzerland.
Sweden.
And they're, Sweden. And they did 21 clubs. So the Fosters did 21 clubs.
Any last comment? Does anybody have their hand up?
Okay, guys.
So, Jack, was that announcement about how that's paid out, was that on Facebook, or did I miss that? Where was that announcement made?
Nancy Clyde was at an event on Saturday in Texas where Ben Woodward was, and he spoke about it. We have not seen it come out in writing yet, but on our Diamond Royal Diamond call with Ben Woodward, that was one of the things that several people were asking for, is that could that money come faster so that the new people, so that they get a check in their hand sooner. And it sounds like it's been implemented. I haven't seen it in writing yet.
Okay, thank you.
Keep our fingers crossed. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call, everyone that shared, and all you that haven't shared yet, but be sure and get your numbers to us, even if the numbers are less than what you wanted.
Yeah, because, you know, it's tracking our numbers that puts us into control of our business. We can see where we need to improve in our mindset, where we need to improve our skills, and it shows, when we have our goals, and then we work backwards, you know, how many appointments is, you know, how many new people do we need to have coming on board? How many appointments did it take you and in your team to get there? And how many contacts, invites did it take to get to those appointments? And so it gives us, you know, the power in our business to get the results that we want by tracking our numbers. And we just start where we start, and, you know, there's good weeks, there's bad weeks. I know several of you haven't, you know, have been ill over the, you know, and or things come up in your life, but the consistency over time, and it's the tracking the numbers that gives you that that insight and that power. So,
as Dave Johnson and Jim Rohn, I'd say the fortune's in the follow-up, so that's a critical part too. Okay, you guys, thank you everyone for being on the call. You're awesome, and let's have a wonderful, fabulous week. And
yeah, finish out this week strong and get ready for all these 21 clubs.
And finish the month strong. Thanks.
Oh, that's what I meant. Okay.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.